Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we're going to be talking about some fantastic players and their jersey numbers. And some of those jersey numbers we'll talk about today are numbers 5, 31, 47, 24, 25, 44, and the number 1 on the jersey. August 3rd, 1914, the New York Yankees catcher Les Nunemaker threw out 3 Detroit Tigers runners that were going to second base during the first innings. The only time in the 20th century that's ever happened, one inning, 3 runners thrown out of second. August 3rd, 1921, Major League Baseball Commissioner Kenesaw Landis hands out the Blafe bans to 8 Chicago White Sox players accused in a Black Sox scandal, despite their acquittal by a Chicago jury the day prior. We talked about that on our August 2nd podcast. August 3rd, 1930, lightning strikes twice for the second time in the year. Phillies outfielder Chuck Kline hit safely in 26 straight games. Runs halted in the second game of a doubleheader versus the Boston Braves. August 3rd, 1933, Philadelphia Athletics defeated the New York Yankees 7-0. And why is that special? Why, it is the first time in 308 games that the Yankees team was shut out. That's pretty impressive. That's almost 2 full seasons without being shut out by the Yankees. Pretty good. August 3rd, 1941, Joe DiMaggio, number 5, goes 0-for-4 in a Yankees 6-2 loss versus the St. Louis Browns, ending his on-base streak of 74 games, which was second in Major League Baseball history. August 3rd, 1948, the Negro League veteran pitcher Satchel Paige, the wily old pitcher from the mound, number 31 he wore that year at the age of 42, debuts in Cleveland after a controversial signing. He goes 7 innings in a 5-3 win versus the Washington Senators. And on August 3rd, 1949, the Basketball Association of America, the BAA, and a National Basketball League, NBL, merged to form the National Basketball Association, what we know today as the NBA. Maurice Podoloff elected as the head of that new league. August 3rd, 1960, for only the first time in Major League history, teams exchanged managers as Detroit trades Jimmy Dykes, who had a record of 44-52, for Cleveland's Joe Gordon, record of 49-46. Interesting trade there. August 3rd, 1962, New York Mets Frank Thomas, not the one you're thinking of, the guy that played back in the 60s, number 25, hit his 6th home run in 3 games. Now, that could have been Frank Thomas that played in the latter half of the 20th century, earlier 21st century, too, but it was not. August 3rd, 1986, Willie McCovey, number 44, Bob Doerr, number 1, and Ernie Lombardi were so many numbers with so many teams, were all inducted in the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. August 3rd, 1987, Detroit Tigers ace Jack Morris wearing the number 47. Well, he had a bad day of control when he tied the American League record with 5 wild pitches in a 4-2, 10-inning loss to the Kansas City Royals that day. August 3rd, 1989, future Baseball Hall of Fame left fielder Ricky Henderson, old number 24, set an American League mark of 50 stolen bases in 9 of his first 11 seasons in the Major League Baseball. August 3rd, 1999, the Arsenal Football Club completed a huge signing coup, snapping up ace French striker Thierry Henry, who wore number 14 that season, for a bargain of £10 million from the Italian club Juventus. August 3rd, 2017, Brazilian soccer forward number 10 on his jersey, Neymar, transferred from Football Club of Barcelona to Paris Saint-Germain for a world record transfer fee of €222 on a 5-year deal. I'm probably saying that wrong. It's 222 something else, but it's a big number, whatever it is. But it was a record in soccer. So that is our sports break for today. Hope you join us back tomorrow for some more great sports history. Hopefully I can get currency in other countries correct in my pronunciation as we'll work on that. You can work on looking at some more sports history, sportshistorynetwork.com, jerseydispatch.com, pigskindispatch.com. Enjoy them all. You can look at them every day because there's something new there. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.